Okay, so I'm joined by Lily Turley and Cara Hurst, and you've got a very unique story. We're here tonight at the Kelvin Grove Art Gallery, and there's a special ceremony taking place to, I suppose, a ceremony of thanks. And Lily, talk us through what happened to your son, Daryl.
Daryl was 13 years old. He'd come off a bus and he was proceeding to cross the road and he was hit by a motorbike. I was at my work and I got a phone call to tell me to get to the hospital as soon as possible. As I was driving to the hospital, I was praying, I was crying, I was terrified, and just hoping that he would be in one piece. When I stopped at the hospital, my family met me and took me to Daryl's bedside. I was met there by a doctor, but Daryl looked fine, honestly. But the doctor said that he did have a head injury and they would be transferring him to the Queen Elizabeth for a scan. When we got there, we stayed till 2 in the morning, advised to go home. And 6:30 in the morning, we received a call at home telling us to come back to the hospital. When we went back, we were met again by a doctor who said, no, during checks, they discovered that Daryl had suffered brain stem cell death through the traumatic head injury.
And then what happened next?
Next, we were handed a leaflet and asked, would we consider organ donation? Instantly, we agreed as a family, if someone could have given us something to save Daryl, we would have taken it with both hands, and we didn't want another family suffering the heartache. So we agreed instantly to donate his organs.
Mm-hmm. And what happened from there then?
From there, it was maybe a short time later, I received a letter stating that Daryl had saved 5 lives. His organs had been transplanted into people from the age of 2 years to 33 years. And the surge of pride that went through my body, honestly, it was immense. Never regretted it.
And the lady sitting beside you is Cara, and you're from Ireland, mm-hmm. and you were one of the lucky recipients, I suppose. Yeah. Tell me about you. You got his liver, Daryl's liver, and why did you need a liver?
I was 18 at the time, and I just turned 18, and I was becoming very ill. The doctor thought that it was glandular fever, but I became worse and worse. I actually turned yellow. I ended up going to the A&E because I couldn't walk anymore. And I remember sitting in the A&E and someone saying, look, she's yellow. Anyway, they didn't know what was wrong with me at the time. So they rang King's in London and said, we don't know what's wrong with this girl, but it's something to do with her liver. So they flew me in an air ambulance the next morning over to King's. When I got to King's, I went straight into the ICU, and at that time, my parents were told if she doesn't get a liver transplant, she'll only have a couple of days to live. So, amazingly, thanks to Lily and her son, we got the call 2 days later, which is, you know, unheard of, really.
Is it really hard to get a liver? Is it that quickly then? Because with 2 days prognosis, that's terrible.
So, yeah, usually you would be waiting a long time, but I was super urgently listed, so I went to the top of the list in the UK.
Wow. So what happened? How long did it take to recover after the operation?
Probably a good 6 months, I'd say. About 3 months after, I decided to write a letter to my donor family. I didn't know anything about the donor family apart from that he was a male and 13 years old. So I wrote the letter and honestly didn't expect to hear anything back, and I was told not to expect anything. And then a few months later, I got a call from the team to say, we've heard from your donor family. And it was just, I just sat and cried because I couldn't believe how lucky I was to be able to say thank you.
And do they encourage you not to be in touch with each other then?
It's done through SNODS, which would have been Daryl's specialist nurse in organ donation, and Cara's, so they would liaise with each other and feedback to myself and Cara.
What was your reaction when you saw the letter come through from Cara?
Well, the snod, Susan Hannah, she had phoned me and says, meet me at the hospital. I've got something I want to show you. So I met her for a coffee and I read the letter and we had the tissues to hand and I couldn't believe reading it was a 17-year-old girl, and then we arranged to meet. And the first time when I'd walked into the room to see Cara, I was blown away. I expected to see someone frail and ill, but she was glowing, absolutely glowing, and I was like, oh my God.
And have you kept in regular contact since then? That's 2009, we're now, what's that, 8 years on?
So. Yeah, we have. Got each other on Facebook Messenger, always keep in touch, and whenever we get to, we kind of travel a lot, both of us. So whenever we're in the same country, we try to meet up.
Yeah. And did it, it's maybe a peculiar question to ask, does it feel, knowing Cara, that it's still a connection for you to your son?
I feel it keeps his memory alive, speaking about it, doing events. But I did understand at the time when I ticked the boxes for Darrow's organs to be donated that I would have no say or power or hold over them. It's Cara's life. She's been fortunate to receive his liver. And I hope she'll live till she's 100.
What do you think now? I mean, if you could meet Darrow, what would you say to him?
Just, it's impossible to put it into words how grateful I am. I mean, I've got to do so many things that I wouldn't have been able to do because I wouldn't be here because of him. So just a big thank you. And I'd love to get to know, get to know him, obviously, too.
And you've obviously told Cara what about your son. And what do you know of what Darrow was like?
I've heard he was a wee bit cheeky. Always full of life. I got his friends made me like a picture of him because he was big into his football, wasn't he? And I carried that around in my purse. Just full of life.
It was an absolute joy. Funny, he lived life to the max. Very popular.
How hard has it been for you to have life without him?
A light went out in my world. The downsides have been further apart. Sometimes I can have a bad day, which I feel is normal. But it's a new beginning. It is a new beginning. And I need to be positive.
And do events like this, is it a sort of bittersweet thing in a way? Because on the one hand, you lost your son, but on the other hand, you've helped Cara's life.
I would say it's positive. No bittersweet, positive. It's uplifting.
And tonight you'll both take to the stage and talk. How does that feel?
Absolutely fine.
You're not anxious?
No, not at all.
And what does it mean for you to be here tonight with other people who are in the same situation as yourselves?
Fantastic.
Yeah, it is. Very lucky to be here.
And what does it mean in a nutshell to you, this ceremony and the chance for you all to come together?
Well, for me, it's, it's a real honour to be able to say thank you to so many donor families. When do you get a chance to do something like that and meet other donor families?
And the last time me and Cara did something together was several years ago.
Yeah.
So as we've been speaking today and saying maybe the next time it'll be 10 years down the line. Let's do it.
Yeah. Okay.
Teamwork.
Good. And what would your message be to people who are in the same situation as yourself? Would you encourage people to do, or do you think that's just a personal choice?
Do you mean for signing on your donor register?
Yeah.
It's a personal choice, but when I see the holistic picture and the good that can come out of something bad, the positive, sign up.
Mm-hmm. And how is your health now? How are you feeling?
Brilliant. I mean, I'm doing everything, probably more than I would have done if all that hadn't happened. I mean, I've travelled around the world and become a nurse and done everything I wanted to do, so, and I'm going to keep doing it.
Good for you. And you're a nurse. Was that a choice to follow that profession because of what happened? Or?
Originally, I was going to be an occupational therapist, but that experience, being in the hospital and the nurses that looked after me were fantastic in the NHS, and I looked at them and said, that's what I want to do. So.
Great. Well, it was a pleasure meeting you both, and enjoy tonight. Hope you have a good time.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Is there anything else you want to say? Anything's relevant that I've not asked you? Right.